Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning, and she's on the line with us. Well, Annie, it's going to be a really good looking at art week because it's going to take a number of days before it's going to be get out and recreate outside.
Right. You can stay inside and make art. You can stay inside and look at art, and there is plenty of all that. Although I hope it clears up because Sunday is the Great Smelt Parade, and this is very much, but you know, you can spend all week making your costume because this is a parade that encourages costuming, mostly silver, you know, because we are talking about smelt. This is a wonderful event that's very much a Duluth homegrown event. It's to celebrate the smelt runs, which I think are actually mostly over, but 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Grassy Plaza near the Area Lift Bridge. There's a smelt queen, there's stilt walkers, there's tons and tons of costumes. They've been making costumes and parade items all winter long, ready for some smelt celebrations. And then the parade will head over to Zeitgeist at 3:30 p.m. for a smelt fry. So,
and the Magic Smelt Parade Workshop tomorrow is at 7 p.m. And Annie, you may not be aware of this, but this parade workshop takes place at the Magic Smelt International World Headquarters, which is located right here in Duluth.
We are so lucky to have the World Headquarters.
It's at 134 West 1st Street. The Magic Smelt Parade Workshop, 7 p.m. at Magic Smelt International World Headquarters.
Perfect.
I kind of thought that was neato. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I kind of thought so.
We've got a lot of good things. We've got a fantastic opening on Thursday evening at the Duluth Art Institute. Three fabulous shows. One is just going up this week. It's Carolyn Halliday. She's an artist from the Twin Cities, but was born and raised in Duluth, and is she's a psychoanalyst, but also a fiber artist, which I think the two go really interestingly together. And she works with gut. So we're talking goat, pig, and cow gut.
Okay, I'm thinking about what Sigmund Freud would have to say about this, and I'm not liking the direction it's going.
Sure, there would be something interesting.
Yeah.
But if I didn't tell you that, you probably wouldn't know. So I'm sorry I ruined it. But there is a gorgeous hut. She's created a room that you can walk into, lay down when it is sunny. The sun sort of filters through and makes these dappled floor light patterns that are really beautiful and kind of gives you an interesting space to crawl into. So I think it's fun to have something that's a little bit, you know, it's very basic knitting and other fiber techniques, but then using this interesting material adds a whole new level. So that's in our Steffel Gallery, and it works, I think, really well with the Karen Neese show because Karen's work is so textural and architectural as well. So those two play off each other really well. And then, of course, in the hallway is Cody Paulson's Port City Supply show. So all three of those are going to be celebrated 5 to 7 on Thursday evening at the Duluth Art Institute Depot building. And then it is the Into the Peripheral. I can't say that word today.
Peripheral. There you go.
Thank you. I just had to get my tongue in working order. And it is at the American Indian Housing Organization, ICO, Gamaji Galleries. They do just such amazing stuff. And this is a group show of lots of folks that you've probably heard before, Ivy Bineo, Jonathan Thunder. As I said last week, Jonathan Thunder's work really is worth checking out. So that's this Friday from 6 to 8:30 at ICO. So it's a whole week of exciting things.
Boy, I should say so. Lots of art to look at, and be there or be square.
Exactly. Take care, Lisa.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.